A pale, gaunt, and shackled Clay Waller could do little more than stare at the podium in front of him as he listened to his former sister-in-law, Cheryl Brennicky. He shuffled his feet and occasionally swayed a little as she berated him during her tearful victim impact statement.
We only got to bury her because it benefited you. Not because you care so much about your own children and what they were suffering, but because it benefited you.
It benefited Clay Waller because instead of possibly getting a life sentence if convicted, he'll spend 20 years behind bars. Waller told authorities where to find his wife, Jackie Waller, who he murdered 2 years ago while the couple was in the process of getting a divorce. He led officers to a Mississippi River beach in Illinois about 2 miles upstream from the boat ramp in Cape Girardeau, near a place called Devil's Island. Waller planned the murder, first by digging a 6-foot hole the day before he killed Jackie, then by luring her over to his house in Jackson. That's when he killed Jackie Waller, beating her and choking her by pressing his forearm against her throat.
Today brings a bittersweet ending to one of the highest profile homicide cases in Cape Girardeau County history.
That's Cape Girardeau County Sheriff John Jordan addressing the media after Thursday's hearing.
Bittersweet. Sweet in that Clay Waller is now a confessed murderer and publicly had to confess his crime in a court of law. It's bitter in the respect that none of us here believe Clay's punishment fits his crime. None of us.
Prosecutors say Jackie never would have been found, buried under 6 feet of sand in an isolated area that had already been searched. And her parents believe bringing her home for a proper burial was worth a lesser sentence for her killer. As for motive, Detective David James says Clay feared Jackie would take the children.
He couldn't stand the thought of someone else raising his children, or that Jackie might have had a boyfriend, and he just wasn't going to have any of that. He had said that he had dug many holes in the past, and he decided at different times not to carry out what he had planned to do.
Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Angel Woodruff says Clay Waller's attorney approached her 3 weeks ago, saying Waller was ready to confess in exchange for a lighter sentence. After he led investigators to Jackie's body, Woodruff interviewed him on Monday. That's when he told her how Jackie Waller died. Woodruff says Clay Waller's primary motivation is Clay Waller.
Anything that he told us on Monday was certainly geared toward protecting himself as much as possible while still sticking to the requirements of the plea agreement. I have no doubt he lied to us all day on Monday, and it was a frustrating process.
At a minimum, Waller will serve 85% of the 20-year sentence, and Woodruff says the agreement doesn't keep other jurisdictions, such as Illinois or the federal government, from filing additional charges. It's a tragic ending to the life of this 39-year-old mother, who, family members say, would rather be dead than continue to be married to her husband. The couple's children are now in the custody of Jackie Waller's sister. At Thursday's hearing, the courtroom listened to a tape recording of their son, Maddox. Family members, detectives, and cops could be seen wiping their eyes as the 7-year-old told his father he used to think he was one of the good guys. Now, he wishes he was never his dad. Nearly everybody in the courtroom was visibly moved by his son's recorded statements. Everyone, perhaps, except Clay Waller. In Cape Girardeau, I'm Jacob McClelland.